I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 9th. A two-alarm house fire in Quincy early today is under investigation. The blaze broke out on a second-floor balcony of the two-family home at 32 Sumner Street in Quincy Point at about 3 a.m. Three occupants of the second floor and one on the first floor escaped safely. One firefighter was hospitalized with a minor injury. Officials say the home sustained heavy damage and is currently unlivable. Firefighters from Weymouth and Boston provided coverage at Quincy Station. A driver will be facing charges after crashing into a work zone on the expressway in Milton early Sunday morning. State police say it happened southbound near Exit 9. Several people were rescued from the vehicle and treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a local hospital. Quincy school officials have postponed several overseas student trips that were planned for this spring due to the growing concerns about the coronavirus. Superintendent Rick DeCristofaro says trips to Japan, Europe, and Italy have been postponed and may be rescheduled. In some cases, vouchers are being offered. DeCristofaro also says school disinfecting has been stepped up to three times per week. Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones will provide a coronavirus update to the City Council tonight at City Hall. She spoke to the school committee last week. Quincy City Council tonight will continue debating a request from the administration for $3 million in upgrades to the Broad Meadows Middle School. Mayor Thomas Koch says those updates will help protect the school from future flooding. The school experienced severe flood damage during a series of storms 2 years ago. The Quincy Cemetery Board of Managers is requesting that all decorations be removed from the graves at city cemeteries by March 15th in order for crews to begin spring cleaning. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 9th.